Barnsley on Triple M Aussie. This is Becco. We're celebrating new Powderfinger day by day. We played it a moment ago. We caught up with Darren Middleton. Now it's Cogsy's turn. Cogsy, how are you?
Good. How are you, Becco?
Mate, doing well. What was it like going through all of the lost stuff in the various hard drives and then realising some of the things that have been put to the side are actually brilliant songs?
You know, there was a lot of crap as well. So we always had this saying in Powderfinger, you can't polish a turd. Hope that's not too rude for your show, but
no, it's not. It's very accurate. Yeah,
yeah, but there were some turds in there that we actually managed to polish a little bit, and then we found a lot of songs that I can't even remember recording or writing some of them, and that was really nice to hear those sort of things, and then of course like Nick the Deer comes in there and turns the songs that sounded good to really good. I know that sounds immodest, but I mean, it was like I was listening to a whole new band because I couldn't remember recording them or writing them. So it was really nice to sit back and just listen to someone else playing, really.
Are there any lost songs off Parables?
There's a whole lost album there that you shouldn't listen to, really. There's much better things to do, mate. Like watch Neighbours or something.
Day by Day is the first taste of this album, which is coming out soon.
It really
is a brilliant song. And at the time, we were sort of listening to it going, okay, it certainly fits the Vulture Street sound. Can't believe that one was put to the side. But when you heard the session, I guess, on the hard drive, did it need much polishing after that?
Actually, probably not, because it was recorded in a studio and it was done, you know, like it was going to be on the album sort of thing. So I think Nick just did a few edits to make it, you know, all fit properly. But if that was recorded professionally, you know what I mean? Like we're all actually doing it properly. Some of the songs were just recorded in like Darren's backyard studio. And yeah, this one's pretty much how it was recorded. And I don't know how it didn't make the album either, really.
I guess back then you still had limitations on length, but now it's just sort of, you know, you can put up 20 songs if you want to. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. But a good album, you know, don't you want to listen to it and then want to listen to it again instead of going, oh, man, this is going on sort of thing.
I think what you leave out of an album is it actually makes it a brilliant album. I still love a 10-song or a 12-song album. I don't have any problem with that. But streaming is changing that art form, I guess, which is a real shame, actually.
Although, what about this vinyl revolution or revival sort of thing? Are you into that at all?
I am. I mean, I actually, it's a shame because I used to love getting cheap vinyl off, say, eBay and whatever, and I do it like a lucky dip. I'd go and buy a box of vinyl, and it would be $40, and you'd have about probably 30 records turn up. 10 might be shitty. These days, because vinyl is so much back in fashion, you can't do that anymore. Everyone wants to buy vinyl.
But it's
great, though, for record companies and bands as well. So it's okay.
Yeah, and it's nice to have that artwork as well, you know, like when we were growing up, how you used to just stare at this big piece of artwork. It's great, you know, which sort of died a bit with CDs.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I saw you on the video you put up on Instagram, and you're unwrapping the 20th anniversary special edition of Odyssey Number 5, and I was like, that's actually, you know, a pretty good bit of artwork. I didn't realise you were on the back.
Neither did I, mate. Yeah. But yeah, that's the way it ended up, eh? What about that?
Yeah.
Disgraceful.
Let's play one of those lost tracks from Odyssey Number 5. It's a brilliant cover of Iron Maiden, who would have thought? The Number of the Beast. This is Powderfinger on Triple M Aussie.